Lunasa Ritual. Lunasa, or Lammas, August 1st or 2nd, marks the time of the first harvest festival and the death of the Celtic sun god Lug, the many-skilled one. Summer in the Northern Hemisphere is at its height, and autumn beckons in the near future. The first corn is harvested to become the grain and bread for the cold months of winter, and the people gave great thanks and trusted that the goddess would provide for an abundant harvest to supply them through the winter season. Adorn your altar with corn stalks, bread, and corn dollies, cornbread, melons, and blackberries. And please have some bread or dough on the altar to be used later in the ritual. Take a comfortable seat and ground and center yourself in preparation for ritual. Breathe in and out slowly and deeply several times now. And allow your mind to become calm, clear, and focused. Feel your tailbone press down into Mother Earth, and feel your head extending upwards to the starry heavens. It is in this place that your dreams become reality, grounded in earth and uplifted to the gods. Imagine a beautiful golden mist encircling your sacred space, moving you into time outside of time. Face the direction of the east and say silently or aloud, "Air of the East, warm, waning summer breezes, blow through me and cleanse me of any unwanted thoughts and feelings. Hail and welcome, air." Turn to face the direction of the south and say, "Fire of the South, great sun who slowly loses strength, transform and purify my mind, body, and emotions as I prepare for my own personal harvest. Hail and welcome, fire." Turn to face the direction of the west and say, "Waters of the West, cleansing ocean tides, wash through me now as I rid myself of anything no longer useful and open myself to the newness of this season and time. Hail and welcome, water." Turn to face the direction of the north and say, "Earth of the North, sacred grains of the first harvest, ground me into this time and place, and who I am today in this moment. Hail and welcome, Earth." Breathe into center, the place of stillness at the core of your being, and say, "Center, inner cauldron of transformation. I go within so that my magic may heal myself and the world. Hail and welcome, center." Turn your face towards the heavens and say, "God, divine masculine, he of 10,000 names, I invoke your sacred energy into this rite. Lug, Vulcan, Dagon, sun gods whose time is waning, be here now. Hail and welcome, gods." And say, "Goddess, divine feminine, great mother, she of 10,000 names, I invoke your sacred energy into this rite. Grandmother Ceres, Goddess of Earth, Demeter, Corn Grandmother, Be Here Now, Hail and Welcome Goddess. And repeat, by the earth that is her body, and the air that is her sweet breath, by the fire of her bright spirit, and the water of her living womb, by all that is above, and all that is below, I am between the worlds, and what I do between the worlds changes and blesses the world. The circle is cast. Blessed be. In your mind's eye, imagine yourself magically transported to the beautiful Emerald Isle of Ireland. Find yourself at the feet of the Hill of Tara, an ancient part of the landscape associated with the reigning of hundreds of kings, and also considered the entrance to the other world. Huge feasting and games took place here as our ancestors celebrated the turning of the wheel at Lunasa. Today is Lunasa, the first of the harvest festivals. Even though the sun is still strong in the sky, it is losing strength, and the wheel of the year begins to turn towards fall. You hear laughter and gaiety in the distance. Slowly begin to make your way to the top of this hill. Once there, you see delicious foods displayed on long wooden tables, their amazing aromas wafting in the air. You see the people enjoying their ale and games. Now several women come over to you and invite you to partake of the festivities. You make your introductions, and they lead you to the tables for food and drink. You spend the afternoon enjoying conversations and watching the many talented people perform their skills and display their strengths as the crowd cheers on. You know that this is the Sabbath where one is to celebrate their multiple talents. You begin to think on your many talents and skills. What are those things that make you uniquely you? Take several moments to name those things silently or aloud. Take nothing for granted, for we each have talents that only come from us. Think of the things that you do not only with your work, but with your beingness. How do you love? How do you heal? How do you express your compassion? Celebrate every skill and talent that comes to mind, and allow feelings of gratitude for each one to resonate in every cell of your body. Do this for several moments now as you celebrate yourself. It is now time for the grand feast. Massive platters of food are shared and drink is poured generously. The king now stands to give the toast and says, "We have gathered at this first harvest festival to give thanks to the goddess for her bounty and trust that she will care for us through the cold, dark months. We now cut the first grain of wheat to symbolize the reaping of the harvest. People, what are your inner harvests? What seeds have you planted that you are now reaping the benefits of? Take notice and give thanks for this. And so you think on your own personal harvest and reflect on what you are now reaping from the life you have lived the past seasons. The king now says, "All hail the goddess," and everyone repeats this in unison. You spend some time preparing for the end of this adventurous journey and say your goodbyes to your new friends who will always await you on the inner realms. Slowly begin to make your way back down the hill of Tara, giving thanks for this time with each and every sacred step. Take several deep breaths and bring your awareness back into your body fully, gently wiggling your toes and fingertips as all visual imagery dissolves. When you are ready, open your eyes and be seated in front of your seasonal altar. And if you choose, write down the talents you have celebrated in yourself and what you reflected on as your personal harvest. It is now time to enjoy the traditional foods at your altar to ground your energy. So either bake some bread now as an offering to the goddess in the first harvest, or simply share some bread with the earth as an offering of the first cut grain. Thank and bid farewell to the goddess, the gods, center, earth, water, fire, and air. Thank them each in your own personal way for sharing their energies, and say to them, "Stay if you will, go if you must. Hail and farewell." Lunasa, blessings to you. Blessed be.